This morning, if you have your Bibles, again, we should like to call your attention to the Gospel according to St. Luke. St. Luke, the 8th chapter, and I'll read verses 41 through 44 again for your consideration. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. Came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. Supporting scripture, 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. Very familiar passage. Say, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. She came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. If we are to use a thought or a subject this morning, we'd like to speak from the thought, don't be afraid to reach out in faith. Don't be afraid to reach out in faith. Just want to talk to you a little bit this morning about faith. Faith is which that key that will unlock that door. That we got to have the courage to set aside and come out of our comfort zone. We got to expand our expectations as to what we know God can and will do. No matter how hard you try, there are some things in life that you cannot do. The Bible said that with men, some things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. With God, those things that you can't even comprehend in your mind, they are able this morning to come to pass. We realize this morning that we serve a good God, a God that is able to do anything but fail. But what we want to talk about this morning is faith. Faith is a belief in or confident attitude toward God. Faith involves commitment to his will in one's life. Faith is having an unquestioning belief and complete trust and reliance in your God. Faith is that thing that will hold you together when everything else seemingly is falling apart. Because if you know God, if you got faith in God, then you believe in that thing that you're not even able to see. Paul says in Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is the faith by which the righteous live. We believe that God's promised blessings will be fulfilled. We believe that by faith we can trust in God for the unseen. We know that God will do anything that we ask him to do. Faith is the ultimate assurance and the ultimate evidence that things not seen are actually realities. You see, I believe this morning that we got to understand that God wants us to walk in faith. We find that the prophet Habakkuk taught that the just shall live by faith. If you are a child of God, you believe in the power of God, you believe that God can do anything but fail, then you are walking in faith. You realize that every day of your life, when we look here at the word of Paul, as we find in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. A lot of us, we go by what we can see. As long as I can see my way out, then I feel like I'm going to be all right. But when we talk about faith, Christian faith is having that faith and that assurance, and even though I cannot see it, I know that it's going to come to pass. Even though I'm going through trials and tribulations right now, I know that there is a better day of coming. How do I know there's a better day coming? Because I got faith in the power of the Almighty God. When we talk about walking by faith and not by sight, we got to understand that Christians, our whole life must be governed by our faith and dependence that we got in God. Don't you know, as much as we love living, you can't live without the Lord. As much as you love to go from one place to another, you can't get anywhere without God. But if you got faith in God, if you believe in the power of God, God will do those things that need to be done in your life. I want to know this morning, how many times are you willing to come out of your comfort zone? How many times are you willing to step out on faith and just stand there knowing, Lord, I don't know what the outcome is going to be. But I believe that because you are God, because you told me to step out, I'm going to step out anyhow. How many of you believe that those things that you laid down on the altar, you may not see the answer right now, but you know that the answer is going to come by and by. I believe this morning that God is able to do anything but fail. We got to understand this morning that when we talk about having faith in God, we can't be afraid to believe the impossible. When we talk about having faith in God, we got to believe that God will do the impossible. God would go beyond where our intellect stops and do that very thing where man said you wasn't going to make it. God has a way of opening up closed doors. When you got faith in God, when society have closed their backs on you and turned their backs on you and closed doors in your face, God has a way of leading you in another direction and let you know that I got some more doors that I open up for you. Anybody in here ever found that the first time you tried to succeed, you didn't make it? And you fell down, but because you got faith in the power of God, you found that I can get back up and go on anyhow. See, that's what I'm talking about this morning, having a faith that you can depend on, having a faith that you know that with God all things are possible. Now, as we look at our text this morning, we're talking about two miracles of healing that come from God. You got to believe that God will do just what you ask him to do. The Bible said that there was a man by the name of Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, that he fell down at Jesus' feet one day, and he besought him that he would come into his house. Well, Zacharias, he had a problem at home. He had a daughter that was almost out to death. She would land on a deathbed when your child is about to die, and you don't know what the outcome is going to be. Can you imagine in your mind this morning how troubled Jairus was? He began to think in himself, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I heard that Jesus was coming to town. And if I could just get there and talk to my Lord, I believe that everything would be all right. He realized that I only have one daughter. And my daughter is just 12 years of age. My daughter is laying there almost to death. But he realized that there's a man by the name of Jesus. Jesus was coming along one day. And the Bible said that as he was coming along, that all the people, the multitudes thronged around him. Anybody in here want to see Jesus this morning? I stopped by to let you know that Jesus is somewhere in the midst. For I find that when Jesus came in the midst of them, the Jairus fell down at his feet. Said, oh, Jesus, I need you to stop by my house, for my daughter is almost about to die. But I believe in my heart that if you go by the house, everything is going to be all right. But the Bible said that there were a lot of folk around him. And there was a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 long years. Spent all the money that she had going from one doctor to another doctor. The Bible says she went to all the physicians. And nobody could help her along the way. But I'm glad this morning to know that I serve a God that I can have hope in. I serve a God this morning that is able to heal my body. All I got to do this morning is trust in the power of God. We got to have faith the size of a mustard seed, knowing that God can and will do what we ask him to do. This woman that had the issue of blood, she found that there were all sorts of people around Jesus. And she just couldn't get to Jesus like she wanted to. But she found out in her mind that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. For the Bible said that she pressed her way. She made her way through the crowd. And she reached out through the crowd. as he reached out and touched the hem of God's garment. And immediately the blood stanched, the blood dried up, the blood stopped running. She was healed right there on the spot. But I'm glad that God can do anything. For somebody said, Lord, why you stop? Jairus' daughter is already dead. I want to know this morning, are you afraid? Are you afraid to reach out in faith? Just like this woman, you may not have an issue of blood, but you got a situation in this life of yours. You know you can't make it by yourself, but you believe this morning that the Lord will make a way out of no way. If I can just get my hands on Jesus, I believe everything gonna be all right. If I can touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. But when she touched him and she became whole, Jesus looked around, said, who touched me? Somebody done touched me. I feel the power coming out of my body. Well, now, the disciple said, Lord, why you ask such a question? Don't you see all of these people thronging all around you? There are many people that are touching you this morning. But the Lord said there was a special touch. There was a touch that took power out of my body. There was a touch that I know that something done happened, and I want to know who touched me. When he looked around, the woman felt convicted in her heart. She felt like there's nothing that I can hide from this man. He knows everything. The Bible said she began to tremble. She began to shake. She began to run and fall down at the feet of Jesus. That it was me. I touched you. The reason why I touched you, because I had an issue of blood for 12 years. I've been to one doctor after another doctor, and I hadn't got healed. I done spent every dime I had, and I haven't got healed. But I reached out on faith and touched the hem of your garment. And when I touched you, I became whole. Everything is all right now. Well, now I'm glad that God is able to touch your body. But Jairus said, my daughter done died now. They said, no need to bother the master. Your daughter's already dead. But the Lord said, have no fear. Only believe that I am God. I'm God. She's not dead. She's just asleep. I'm going to go. Come on and go with me. But there was those that were weeping and crying. Laughed at Jesus. Said she's already dead. But Jesus said, everybody can't go. I want Peter, James, and John to come and go with me. Mama and daddy, come and go with me. I want you to see the power of God. That when he got in the house, the damsel was laying there, dead asleep. But I found out that Jesus, she was resting, waiting on the Lord. And one day, Jesus reached out, said, damsel, arise, get up off that bed. I believe, if you reach out in faith, God will do what you ask him to do. He'll heal your body. He'll turn your life around. I'm glad he's a healer this morning. Will you reach out in faith? Will you believe the impossible? God can God can do anything. I'm glad that I've been healed by the Lord. I've been touched by the Lord. I was touched and something happened that rushed my soul. Oh, what joy I get when I think about what God has done. He reached down in the depths of hell, pulled us up, turned us around, placed our feet on the solid ground. And now, I will praise the Lord all my life. Do you love Him? Say yeah. Do you need Him? Say yeah. Do you believe Him? Say yeah. Do you have faith? Say yeah. Faith will move your mountain. Faith will do what you need it to do. Believe in the power of God. Reach out in faith. Don't be afraid to reach out in faith. Don't you know that all the woman touched was a tassel hanging on the Lord? And if there was that much power in a tassel, what do you think would be in His hand? When you take His hand and join it with your hand, oh what a day when you love God. Somebody is going through this morning, but because of your walk of faith, I walk by faith, not by sight. I can't see all that God is going to do for me, but I believe in the depths of my heart that God can do it. But any believers in the house, anybody in here know that God can do the impossible? Has the Lord done anything for anybody in here that you felt like it was impossible? But then when you put it in God's hands, He made everything come out all right. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't be afraid to reach out in faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. This man here, he walked in faith this morning. For he said, I'm going down to a church house. And you know what? I'm glad after you got here, you found out that everybody is somebody. And you got to believe that I don't care what the color my skin may be, that I can go wherever I need to go and be somebody and do what God told me to do. He's not here because He want to be here. He's here out of commission from God. I believe that this man loved the Lord in his heart, or he wouldn't have came to the church house, sit in worship, trusting what God can do. He can't help our children if he don't know God. So I'm excited about this man. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. One that has solicited the prayers of the saints of God for our children. Hallelujah. You can't be afraid to go even sometimes in the enemy's camp and stand and let your light shine. Say, I'm a child of God, and I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. Anybody in that house? Any believers in the house that got your mind made up? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. When we talk about walking in faith, then let me show you where I am right now. Because Monday I put the devil in his place. Hallelujah, Jesus. And after I put him in his place, I found out that I was going to have to make a stand for the Lord. And as I began to stand, I found that sometimes you get into fiery situations. But after the smoke cleared, I'm still standing. for the Lord thy God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if you stand for God, God will do anything but fail. But while you're standing, don't get weary. And don't mess around and fall asleep. And don't stay on your job. Don't get caught sleeping on that job. But work for the Lord while it's day. For night's going to come when no man is going to be able to work for the Lord thy God. But don't you know, as you go along through life, God will do what you need him to do in your life. If you trust in him and you believe in his power, he'll bring you up and he'll keep you in his loving care. One thing I found out about the Lord, that if you get connected with him, hallelujah, and you're loving like you ought to, then once you get connected with Jesus, then you learn how to handle a bad day. When you get that bad day that comes your way and you connect it up with Jesus, then you walk by faith, not by sight, not being afraid to reach out in faith, not faith in man, but you're reaching for the faith that you got in God. I pray and hope this morning that somebody in here is believing God. The devil is robbing your mind, crowding your mind with a lot of doubtful things, reminding you of yesterday and yesteryear when you used to didn't care about God. But I'm here to encourage your spirit this morning. Trust God. Anything that God wants in your life, if you will be willing and let him have you, he can do it. But as long as you keep that wall up, as long as you keep your ears closed and your heart shut out, he ain't going to be able to get in. But when you open up and say, Lord, come on in. I'm yours. I'm a sinner. I've fallen short. But I believe that your son, Jesus, died for my sins. And not only did he die, after they buried him, he got up on the third day. And because he got up, I can be saved because I can't live again. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm revived this morning. Hallelujah.